Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Think in Models, a structured approach to clear thinking and the art of strategic decision making, written by Nick Trenton, narrated by Russell Newton. In the two examples in the introduction, prior banked knowledge was not only insufficient to solve the problem at hand, it actively impeded the process. This is what psychologists and managers alike have noticed for years and called the paradox of expertise. Though culturally we all admire and respect those individuals who have amassed enormous experience and expertise, the truth is that it's this prior knowledge that gets in the way of solving novel problems. Experts with knowledge in one particular area are often less capable of solving problems or generating innovative concepts precisely because they've spent more time than anyone doing the same thing over and over again. Expertise may actually come with more fixed and rigid thinking, a lack of flexibility, and all the errors that come with it. Experts become experts at using very particular and niche models that mean they resort to stereotyped ways of understanding the world. This works perfectly, until the problem falls outside of their mental schemas. Then, because experts additionally have an identity, all right, let's say ego, associated with their expertise, they may not even be able to perceive inefficiencies or mistakes, and succumb to their old bias and tunnel vision, believing all along they're right. After all, they're the authorities. All of this is to say that none of us is immune to bias, habitual thinking, prejudice, cognitive errors, assumptions, and unconscious psychological influences in the way we create and use our mental models. Stubbornly clinging to expertise is not the only possible way we can trip ourselves up, however. In this chapter, we'll look at some fundamental ways that our clear, open-minded, and unbiased thinking can be undermined. Whether you call it a mindset, an attitude, an approach, a life philosophy, or a mental model, the way that we think about the world can influence the quality of our thoughts, decisions, and understanding. In the same way as a sophisticated computer can't work properly if it's infected with a virus, your clear, rational mind cannot do its best if it's continually under the influence of something or someone controlling it externally. With this in mind, we aim to maintain our focus on inner personal development and our internal state of being. We begin within, understanding that it's a question of removing obstacles to our own clarity of mind and allowing ourselves to succeed. What does it really mean to be clear-minded? Clear of what, exactly? Your conscious awareness is like a lens you peer through when looking at reality. This lens is your personal collection of mental models, your ego, your history, your expectations, biases and prejudices, assumptions, and hidden unconscious material. Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.